feel it coming. I feel it grip me from my head to my toe. I feel it coming. I feel it calling. And it's back into the depths I must go.
I'm a practicing straight edge. I don't do drugs and I don't drink alcohol, ever. I've been sober for 6 years and five months. Basically, with Depth, it was years ago that song was actually written years ago. And what happened was, I smoked some weed that was laced with something that was not weed, marijuana, what have you. And I had a very interesting experience that was quite negative and quite impactful. When I woke up the next day, I had this deep sense of loss and just like a very somber kind of sadness that I could just feel in my bones. And I had been really inspired by a film I'd watched the night before, and it was a great thing. I was high, and I watched a movie called The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and it's a wonderful book as well. And I'd never had done that. I'd never really smoked weed, or because I don't really condone it. I'm not that guy, but you know, just on a whim, with one of my friends, I did that, and that changed my life. But waking up the next day, because there was something else, you know, going on in my system, and hearing, just having the movie was such a beautiful thing that, like, it's like something I wish I could escape into forever. When I was in that moment, I felt like an infinite thing. It was really hard to explain. I don't want to come across to any listener as though I'm, you know, like I'm that guy that like smokes weed and plays guitar. And, I mean, everybody knows that guy. I go to the gym 6 days a week, and I run like 10 kilometers four times a week. I'm very much into health and fitness, and I, you know, I like to go rock climbing, and I Like I said, I haven't drank or anything in 7 years. But to anyone who does smoke weed, all the power to you. It's legal in Canada now, and our government is very smart for capitalizing on the tax dollars, in my opinion. But no, that's neither here nor there. For Depths, it was kind of just one of those things. That song was written in about 5 minutes. It just came out of me. And I actually had written it when we were doing the I Hope You're Well, our initial EP. It was written in 2014. And it just didn't make the cut for the EP. And I fussed over it a little more and made just some minor tweaks and let it grow a little and let it sit. And we went to do our debut record. It just felt like it was the right time to finish it to me.
You mentioned that you're working on new music. Do you have a website where we can keep track of any upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yeah, our website is www.violetnight.band. And there's a store on there. There's merch bundles. There's pretty much everything. All our music is on Spotify, is on Apple Music. And it's very important that people know that it's Violet Night. We often get Violent Night, Violent. And I mean, it's funny because I'm like, no, it's Violet. And yeah, our new record went to number 10 on the Canadian alternative charts. And it is streamed 300,000 times in 74 countries as of this conversation. So we're very, very proud. And we are very, very excited to see what hard work and putting our best foot forward can do for us in the next little while.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, Where We Began. What can you tell me about that one?
I can tell you that it was written on the last day of recording the album. And I had a different song called Crystal Coliseum, that I wanted to put on the record. And it just wasn't happening. And we were in the studio and I played that song for our producer. And I played it on an acoustic guitar, just on the couch kind of thing at the studio. And I wasn't really into it that much. And he's like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's just a song. Because I had thrown that song away. And it became very popular. It's very funny because a lot of people really like it. And so the long of the short of it is that we did put it on the album. And it kind of just came together really, really fast because it was recorded. And everything was written kind of that day. I mean, I had the skeleton of the song done on that last day. But other than that, it just kind of happened. And it was really just a stroke of luck that it made the album because it wasn't going to. Not originally. But it was great that it did.
It's one of my favorites. Glad it squeaked in.
Awesome. I'm glad to hear it.
Connor, thank you so much for talking with me for NDB.
Thank you for having me on the air. I definitely appreciate it.
I'll pray for me, I'll pray for you, I'll pray for us. I see the light break through the clouds, pieces of hope from up above. I know right now you're feeling the same way. Break down those walls and just come home to me. Break down those walls and just come home to me. Come home to me, come home to me, come home to me. And I'm alone again, wishing you would call and make this end. I don't know where we begin, but I assure you it's not over yet. Where we begin. Girls will be girls, boys will be boys. I guess some things don't ever change. I whisper something just to start a fight. I know you're never lonely, but please just spend the night. 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 And I'm alone.